What, if anything, would you change about current gun laws in Alaska, and why?
Alaska has, I would say, a unique way of life relative to other states in the Union. And, I mean, when I grew up, my dad would sight his hunting rifle, and I would go shoot my .22, and I think that's an experience most people have had. And, I mean, I've never experienced the government coming into our home and trying to take away our guns, but, I mean, if that's ever ever a possibility, I can't imagine what Alaska's reaction to that would be, but it probably wouldn't be pretty. And if there are any laws that come through the Alaska legislature that would infringe on the basically our way of life, which is, you know, hunting and outdoors culture, subsistence, those laws shouldn't pass. And I would sure hope that they wouldn't have a prayer of passing in the Alaska legislature. So I'm not intimately familiar with what those bills might be. I mean, if it's the right to own a tank or a howitzer, you know, I might have second thoughts. But certainly, I think people should have the right to bear arms, and that's something I think probably everybody in Alaska can agree on.
Alrighty, and Mr. Thomas.
Thank you. I agree, actually. You know, being a hunter growing up, having bunch of rifles. Just recently won one at the NRA function here. Won a Henry 22 Golden Boy. I took it home the other day. But hunting is a very key thing, a part of my life. I hunted for years to feed the elders who couldn't go out and hunt. And I don't do that anymore because I'm the elder now, so they should be bringing me the food. But I agree that, you know, protect the right to bear arms. I'm a veteran, and I believe there's in Alaska is about 25-30% of the population, depending on where you're at, are veterans, and they fought for the right to bear arms. And I don't think, what is it, you pry my rifle from my dead hands or dead arms. I mean, that's where people would be. Alaska's pretty strange at times, and some weird, not weird people, but it's, you know, you can't take the rifle. I think it was a hard enough transition to take your rifle out of your truck when you went to the school. We all packed rifles in with the gun racks in the truck. Nowadays, you don't see them in there, so things have changed. And I just want to jump back to the funding for sexual assault, domestic violence. We were we're thanked by the many of the groups this year for funding as much as we could for them. And they were actually pretty happy. So writing the operating budget, there was no complaints on that part. But right to bear arms, I got them all over my boat. Now, it's another story. When the Coast Guard boarded me, they brought an armed group on me because they had weapons available or to me. And so they brought people over there to protect themselves. I said, if I was going to shoot you, I would have shot you long before you got here. But I'm a veteran, and I respect the military. But just because they saw a weapon, thought it was dangerous, that was totally wrong.
Thank you. And Mr. Kukesh, what, if anything, would you change about current gun laws in Alaska, and why?
The right to bear arms is in a federal constitution, and I don't think there's anything we can do in Alaska in the state legislature that would override that. So I guess my feeling about guns in Alaska has to relate more to my personal involvement with guns. I still live in Angoon, my village, and I hunt, and so do my sons and my nephews and my cousins. I don't think there's anybody in Angoon that doesn't have a gun or two. I think that if I had to do anything in Alaska as it relates to guns, I would make sure that in the schools, just as we talked about sexual education, I would like to have some kind of a gun control and gun respect classes that shows people how to use guns. Because this is Alaska. You're going to find very few people who don't use guns to survive. This is one of the last places in America where you can live off the land as a subsistence person. And that naturally begs the idea that you have to have a rifle or a gun available. And for those of you who've seen stories about bears attacking people in this state, many of us need it for protection. So we have to be careful about what we do to limit guns. They're an important part of the Alaska lifestyle.